Hey, welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. On today's show, should the Lakers give up the farm for Anthony Davis? Plus, Sean Merriman and Greg Jennings are on set breaking down all things Super Bowl. And will the Rams regret talking smack about Tom Brady? Skip Shannon, let's get to it.
The Pelicans confirmed yesterday that Anthony Davis will not sign an extension and has asked for a trade. The Lakers have become the top rumored spot, but it's going to take a lot to get AD to join LeBron. The LA Times reports trade talks have to start with a package that includes Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Ivica Zubac, and a first-round pick. So, Shannon, if you're the Pelicans, would you take that offer?
No. The Pelicans really don't have any incentive to do this deal. Especially now, because guess what? This same deal will be there for the Lakers. I mean, if they want to do this deal with the Lakers, it'll be there in July. For me, Skip, is that the Pelicans owe it to themselves to look around and see if there's a better offer on the table. I don't know if there's a better offer. I don't know who's all interested in Anthony Davis because one of the risks. See, and not to get too far off track, Skip, I believe Toronto will regret giving up what they gave up to get Kawhi because I don't believe Kawhi is going to stay. And this is the risk that you run if you give up assets and draft and future assets for Anthony Davis because you're hoping that a very similar situation happens to you what happened to OKC. They traded for Paul George. We know he wanted to go to L.A., but he got there after a year of being there playing alongside Russ. The fans embraced him. Russ embraced him, was willing to share the stardom in OKC with him. And he says, man, I love it. I'm not going to L.A. I'm going to stay right here. You're hoping that happens with Anthony Davis if he gets to wherever he's going. Boston have tremendous assets. Boston understand. They know this, Skip. Any deal for Anthony Davis is going to require Jason Tatum. So if you think you're going to be able to throw, oh, we'll give you Rozier and we'll give you this draft pick and we'll give you Jaylen Brown, no. There's not a deal that's not going to start with Jason Tatum if you're coming from the Celtics. I just don't think, Skip, they have the assets right now because – what is it? I mean, you hear it, okay, it's going to start with Kuzma and Zubac and maybe Lonzo. Okay. For me, I got a store, Skip. And you know, get as much as you want in the time frame you need. I open up the doors, take whatever you need. Other than LeBron James, you can have it all. If you want Ingram, you want Kuzma, you want Josh Hart, you want Lonzo, you want Zubac. Man, of all the guys that's mentioned, the one guy that I really hate to see go is Zubac. But if you were Skip, sometimes you got to let the hair go with the hide. And if this is what it's going to take to close the deal, I'm sorry, Zubac. We really enjoyed you. We think you're going to be a nice young center in this league. But you got to go. I just don't know. I just don't see the incentive. Skip, if you leave me, what incentives do I have to do right by you? Now, some people say, well, you know, cool heads, they've been friends, and he's going to do right by this person. But, you know, emotions are involved. And it's reported that the Pelicans tried to steer Anthony Davis away from Rich Paul because they know what this was going to entail. Because, Skip, when it came down to it, Anthony Davis is a super max player. He really doesn't need an agent. Anthony Davis is going to get the max. 5 years, $240 million if he had stayed in New Orleans.
Sure.
So does he need an agent for that? What are they going to say? I don't know, Anthony. We might give you 10% less than the max. He's getting the max. He signed with Rich Paul for one reason, to get him out of New Orleans and to get him where he wanted to be.
Yep.
Now, I believe, you believe, and everybody else believe that's L.A. And the one guy that can make that happen. Now, they have a little bit, the Lakers, Anthony Davis and Rich Paul have a little bit more leverage because Rich Paul going to say, look here, you can get him for a year rental, but he's going to end up in L.A. Now, you going to give up all those assets because Toronto going to kick themselves in the butt if Kawhi doesn't stay there. Because you gave up an awful lot to get a guy for 1 year. And I believe he's going to L.A. Now, be it Clippers, Lakers, but I believe he's not going to re-sign with Toronto. You're going to have to give up way more to get Anthony Davis, Skip. And for him not to re-sign, but I just don't believe the Lakers have the pieces right now. They have the pieces because if they do the deal in July, they could have done it in February. I just don't believe they're going to be willing to acquiesce to what Anthony Davis wants.
Who's the ultimate power broker?
Richie.
In the NBA.
Rich Paul right now.
No.
LeBron.
Well, yeah, go one step higher. There.
No. Yeah. It ain't no one step higher. Yeah. It's LeBron, then Rich Paul, CEO of Clutch Sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. So Rich Paul has more power in the NBA than LeBron James?
No, no, no. I'm saying, no. LeBron. LeBron.
He's the ultimate power broker, right?
Yeah.
In Adam Silver's heart of hearts, what would he like to see happen?
Anthony Davis go to L.A.
Thank you. Right?
Yeah.
So he's going to be more prone to to massage this toward happening toward the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
And this is just me. Now, I'm a Lonzo Ball fan. You know that. I have been from the start, pre-draft.
True.
Some things I don't like and a lot I love and that I still love about him. And he's going to become a star. And I would like to see him get out from under Luke Walton. I think all these kids would like to be out from under Luke Walton, even though we have seen flashes of brilliance from all the young Lakers. And they're all baby Lakers still. Don't forget that. They haven't, none of these have become men before your very eyes.
But Skip, let's be real.
Yeah.
You and I both know, had Lonzo Ball gone to the Pelican, or Kuzma Ingram gone to Milwaukee, the Pelican, we're not talking about them like we talk about them with the Lakers.
I don't know. I just go back. I ask anybody to pull the tape of the January 17th game at Oklahoma City and tell me what you saw that night in Oklahoma City, followed up by another big night at Houston, but Lonzo turned his ankle. But that night in Oklahoma City, that wasn't too long ago, January 17th, I watched Kyle Kuzma go for 32 and 8 rebounds and 4 assists and 3 steals. I watched Lonzo Ball go for 18 points, 10 assists, and 6 rebounds. And he can be one of the best rebounders on the team, as you know. I watched your man Zubats go 26 and 12 that night.
Yeah.
And I watched Brandon Ingram have a lousy shooting night. I think he was 1 for 9, but he had 11 assists that night. So we saw lots of flashes of brilliance against an Oklahoma City team playing at a pretty high level at that point.
But, Skip, the problem is if we had seen more of that, they would not be interested in Anthony Davis.
They're just babies. They're babies.
Well, LeBron James grown.
Then what happened at Houston? They should have closed the deal. Kuzma, P.J. Tucker got up into him and took him out of his game. Lonzo was gone in the fourth quarter because he turned his ankle. But remember, in that game, Lonzo had 11 assists in just 22 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw all kinds of flashes of brilliance. So to me, if I'm New Orleans, I look at this hall, and if you let me walk into your store and pick anything I want.
Anything.
I'm not, again, the salary cap boggles my mind, so it's hard to fit all this in because you might have to take an expiring contract to make all this work, the KCP deal, which is compliments of Rich Paul, right?
Yeah.
So they could even throw that in if they wanted to manipulate that. I'm not sure KCP would love that. But the point is, if they wind up with Lonzo and Kuzma and Ingram, I would love that. They probably need a big, so you love your man Zubat. So if you throw him in too, I don't know if that works, but if you put him in place of Brandon Ingram, let's just say, that's enough to me to make New Orleans a really good basketball team on the rise.
And you have to give up the first round pick.
Yeah, in the first round, for sure. And I don't know how good, it doesn't seem like it's going to be great, but it could be pretty good.
Well, it's going to be the Lakers, so they're going to finish, they're going to make the playoffs, so it's going to be in the 20s.
All right, okay, so it's okay. Then you still have an all-star in Drew Holiday, and you still have that big old beast down low from the Lakers, Julius Randle. And I love Mirotić. He's just a player. He just knows how to play, and he's hard-nosed, and
hopefully
he can shoot
he can stay healthy.
Nicked. Alfred Payton is there. Etuan Moore is still there. You could still mix and match. You have a basketball team. You have a team that could rise into contention in the West because as they start to grow up and get their man bodies, I would like that. So to me, the reason I believe sort of 60-40 that it will get done before the trade deadline, it just feels like the skids are greased somehow. And I can't explain
it. Why am I going to give you what you want?
Huh?
Why am I going to give you what you want? Why would I do that? Why would I give you what you want?
What who wants?
Anthony Davis.
Okay.
He wants to go to L.A. right
now.
Why would I do that?
You might love you might love what's in the store.
I
can get Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma, and maybe if I want Brandon Ingram, maybe I could get all three of them.
But here's the thing. What if Anthony Davis said, ooh, that index finger, that thing looks sore.
Okay, well, he will. We'll see what the point you're missing to me. If New Orleans says, let's just play it out. Let's see what, once Boston is eligible to trade, let's see what they offer.
Uh-huh.
Well, again, what if Rich Paul says, we just don't want to play in Boston, okay? And we've seen in the new NBA, we've seen number two in San Antonio just say, I don't feel like playing here anymore, right? So what if he shuts it down? What if he just says, I just don't want to do that?
And the thing is that you're assuming, Boston is assuming, and there's reports that they're concerned that Kyrie might not re-sign with them. Anthony Davis is not going to Boston. He's not going to even reluctantly go to Boston if there's no Kyrie.
Okay.
Because Anthony Davis and Jason Tatum is not winning a title.
I've just seen in today's NBA that when a superstar wants something, the superstar tends to get it.
Oh, in basketball, absolutely.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's the new NBA. Yes. It didn't used to be that way.
No.
But now they get what they want, and especially if you have LeBron and Rich Paul behind you.
And who was the first one to get what he want? Who made it cool? Who made it in vogue? Who made it fashion nova?
Oh, take my talents to South.
Yeah. Who made it Givenchy?
Really?
He's the Hermes of NBA players, Skip. He made it cool.
Because he needed help.
No, this is it. There you go. See, you
right? Well, he needed help.
You rule every conversation.
He needed somebody to teach him how to win championships.
Skip, we're having a great
and
conversation.
He did. Well, he did. Dwayne Wade saved him.
I mean, I like the way you like you were attentive. I mean, you sit up, you listened to what I had to say.
I led you right into the trap.
I was courteous. Mm. You were receptive to courtesy. Mm. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, he needed help. Yeah, exactly.
Boom, I gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
But it's true. He did. He showed everybody how to play the game off the court, right?
Yeah.
And
even whatever you want. If you want to do something.
And what did LeBron keep doing? One-year contracts. And all of a sudden, boom, he's in L.A.
He's I do three plus an option.
And again, he gets jilted by George Paul, you know.
I thought you were going to call him
I'm doing it from LeBron's eyes.
LeBron called him George Paul.
like, I don't need that guy, right?
Think about it.
And then Jimmy Butler, and then we hear number two doesn't really want to go to L.A. and play with LeBron. And finally he says, I got this kid who just idolizes me, and he's got big game, but he needs help.
And he's going to wear 23.5.
Oh, 23. They're both going to wear 23.5?
That's what AD going to wear, 23.5.
Really? Okay. I like that.
New look.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. I will endorse that.
Yeah.
Okay? Way
but
to go.
You need to stop, Skip.
Okay, but again, it's so perfect because Anthony needs LeBron, I told you, more than LeBron needs Anthony.
Anthony
is not a takeover guy.
The man says, I don't care about money. So clearly, I mean, he's going to go down from 240 to 240. Yeah. If this deal happens, Skip, the Lakers, all they can offer him is 5 years for 205.
Yeah.
Top 5 years for 205. As opposed to the five for 240.
Yep.
He doesn't want to be in New Orleans.
He does not, even though it's so much more expensive to live in L.A., and I can attest to that because it costs a lot.
Yeah, who you telling?
Telling you.
Wait a second.
Oh, got me over here eating ketchup with a knit needle.
Really?
Yeah!
That's what you had for dinner?
That's what I have, tuna. Tuna and crackers.
You have tuna?
Tuna and cracker right out of the can. That's what I mean. Yep.
Just like save it up.
Paying that like $25,000 a month for rent.
You know that.
Too much evil. LeBron.
You know, Bron over there.
Expensive taste.
Bron up a little high. He look. His area code look different. I mean, zip code look different than mine.
No, a little bit. Just one over for me.
Yeah, he won over me.
So close.
But that's the thing, Skip. There's when someone doesn't want to be there. Nothing you can say, nothing you can do can make them stay. It's as simple as that, Skip. When someone wants out.
I got it.
You're right.
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you promise.
I got it. And when you got LeBron James whispering in your ear.
He ain't say nothing.
Yeah,
he ain't. We're friends.
Oh, yeah, that's tamper.
Exactly. We don't tamper. They made it abundantly clear. So now LeBron James can't even say, oh, such and such had a good game. Oh, that's tampering. You heard what LeBron said. He said he had a good game. That means LeBron want to play with him. Now New Orleans has asked the NBA to enforce tampering rules. The NBA says they've opened up an investigation. What?
So your gut feeling is this will not get done before the deadline.
No, I hope I'm wrong.
My gut feeling is it will get done.
We got 9 days. It's going to get interesting.
Will you be happy finally?
What?
Yeah.
Skip, don't let this happen. Don't let this happen. Uncle, it's been a while since Uncle showed his hand, but ain't no telling.
We missed that guy.
Hey, you know what, Uncle? You better be careful what you wish for.
No mercy.
Hey, guys. Jenny Taft here, and thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. If you're looking for more Super Bowl Sunday fun, well, here's your answer. During the game, come hang out with us at the Fox Sports Super Bowl Party. From in-depth analysis to hilarious bet payoffs, this is sure to be the craziest Super Bowl event you've ever seen. Join in on the fun with Mark Schlereth, Dean Blandino, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Jason McIntyre on the Fox Sports Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube pages, or FoxSports.com starting at 6:15 p.m. Eastern. No
mercy. LeBron has missed the Lakers' last 16 games, but it appears that he is close to returning. He posted this shirtless pic yesterday on Instagram. I liked it. Good. With the caption, almost that time again. I've missed you so damn much. Hashtag than a caged, angry lion, Shannon.
Ripped up.
What do you read into this picture, this post?
Wait a second, ripped up?
He ripped up.
He looks like he's been eating some Twinkies while he's been out.
Ripped up.
Oh, he's got a little excess.
That's 6'9", 250.
Huh?
Shredded.
It didn't look the same.
Like a Trump
tax return. He's carrying a little extra.
Whew.
It's like he was wearing an extra belt.
You know what, Skip?
Well, he does.
Skip, that's 6'9",
250. You really thought that?
Yes.
That was your reaction? I didn't think that at all.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
No, I mean, he's been so sleek and svelte.
No, that was you talking about getting skinny.
He's got some excess stomach baggage going on there.
No excess.
Yeah, he does.
Stop hating. He's good.
Yeah.
Shannon, what'd you make of the pick?
I believe he's close to getting back.
Close?
Yep.
We're close.
How long do we have to wait?
We're close.
Okay. How about this?
But Shannon says we're close.
How about this? Okay, how about this? After the Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl, we're back.
Tuesday you have changed your day.
Tuesday. Sky's honor.
You keep pushing your timetable back like on the every day we push it back another game.
Scout's honor.
Scout's honor? Wait, that's
You're
not Scout's honor.
Yeah. Oh, my man, you saw that
video.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Skip, he said I'm been caged up. Skip, look, in all seriousness, LeBron James loves the game of basketball. He loves to play the game of basketball. This is the first time that he suffered an injury that's kept him down for a significant amount of time. Mm. And when you're used to doing something, the adage is that you don't really miss something until you can't do it. You don't realize how important it is to have certain things until someone takes them away. Now, all of a sudden, the man has been doing something his whole life.
All right.
Has it taken away from him.
I buy that.
And then for the first 2 weeks, he couldn't do anything. He couldn't even shoot the basketball because it was real tender. Mm. And then all of a sudden, you know, he went from not shooting, not doing anything to all of a sudden he got on the stationary bike. Mm. And then he started getting up shots. And then the last week it was reported that he went through physical contact. Mm. So there's a process and steps that you have to take in order to get back. And he's like, man, this thing, I'm caged up. Mm. I've been waiting for this moment. I'm not ready yet. Mm. That thing, you know, Jenny, you know, you cook something, every once in a while, you got a nice pot. My grandma used to have a nice pot, Skip, and she goes, she stick that spoon in there. Like, baby, it ain't
not
quite
ready.
He said, baby, it ain't quite ready yet, baby. It ain't. I said, all right, ready. Let it stew a little while longer.
Mm. I'm gonna let LeBron. It's a long time.
LeBron, let it stew a little while. He ain't ready yet, Skip.
Just marinate.
Yeah. He ain't ready yet. Mm. Skip, you ever heard that song? God is not through with me yet. He said, but when he gets through with it, when LeBron James get through with this injury, boy, they in a heap of trouble.
Really?
They in a heap of trouble.
Who's they?
The Western Conference.
Oh, West?
The Western Conference.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The Warriors are in a heap of trouble.
No. Yeah. See, we ain't talking about them. Okay. We talk about from two down.
Oh,
we ain't talking about from one. Right. We talk about one.
They don't look like they're in any trouble.
No. We get Anthony Davis. We get Anthony Davis, Kip. We're going to rattle some cages.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't think so?
So, how'd it go?
A caged lion.
Angry lion.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of redundant? Because if you're a caged lion, aren't you already angry?
No, that's just me. It all depends on how much, you know, you give me a couple of slabs of them on steaks and I might be okay with it.
Really?
Yep.
On December the 26th, LeBron James tweeted,
he didn't post
on Instagram, but he tweeted, hashtag back in no time. So I wanted to see another hashtag yesterday, back in sometime, because it's just like sometime.
Yeah,
it could be anytime. Right. I don't know. It could be anytime.
Back anytime.
Right. Back anytime. Maybe I wanted to see hashtag back after the break, as in the All-Star break, because it's starting to feel like he might just wait.
No, Skip. We got to be there.
Okay, why would you even do this? Why would you push it? You've come this far, so you've got two home games. So you're saying he's going to miss the two home games, Philly tonight, Clippers Thursday night, right?
Yep.
By the way, the Clippers really stunk it up at their home away from home.
Against Atlanta.
Against Atlanta, that was bad. So I thought, well, maybe LeBron will try the Clippers because they're struggling a little bit right now because they didn't take Atlanta seriously, and that was a big mistake last night. But then all of a sudden, it goes road, and the road gets hard and harder. It goes at Golden State, at Indiana. I know they don't have Old Depot, but it's not easy. Then at Boston, at Philly, and then at Atlanta, who suddenly won four of its last eight. So it's like 4-4 in its last eight. So it's not bad. They're dangerous.
Yeah.
So do you really want to inflict that upon yourself with a still, shaky groin?
It ain't shaky. So when we come back, we're going to be 100%.
Yep.
So we'll see you after the Super Bowl.
So why wouldn't he just say, okay, I've come this far, and then I can take a whole nother break, and I don't have to play a game until February 21st. He could get 2 months off.
Adam Silver, that would not be good. Mm. We're the leading boat getter. We're the captain. Mm. How's that going to look?
The All-Star game will be just fine without LeBron.
No.
There are enough stars out there.
No, it'll be just fine. No.
He can make an appearance. He can help coach.
We're going to make more than an appearance. Yeah. We're going to play.
Okay.
Now, that being said, Skip Bayless, he's going to come back after the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
Yep.
Back in sometime.
No, he's February 5th, Indiana. Let me ask you a question. Would you have preferred him come back injured again and be gone 8 weeks?
No, he had his MRI and he tweeted, the first line of the tweet was, dodged a bullet.
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
Sounds like it hit him right in the thigh. No?
<You know what?
laughs> Well, it did. I don't know. It just sounds odd to me. This is getting weirder by the day.
He didn't tear it off the bone. Okay. What if he had torn it off the bone? That's the bullet he dodged. Okay. He didn't completely rip it.
Huh. Well, did he just need a break?
No.
That's okay. Just accept it.
No.
Own it.
No.
Own the break. I'm fine with it.
He don't need a break, Skip. Yeah. You see what the Skip
is? Is he waiting for AD? And then they can come back together, right?
You saw.
Would that not be a night at Staples?
Be interesting.
Whew.
You saw what he was
doing. What if we don't see LeBron until February 21st? And that night, I don't even know who they play. I didn't look at it.
Houston.
Okay. It's at home.
Home.
Oh. Whew. You'd be there
not
for
a
that
bad
one.
Game.
We're not
you
going.
Said you'd go.
Yeah. No, we're going.
LeBron and AD on February 21st?
Tuesday. Woo! Tuesday, February 5th.
I'd go to that game.
Tuesday, February 5th.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tuesday, February 5th. How do you know? Or is he giving you bad information?
I'm speculating.
Oh, you're speculating? I thought you spoke constantly.
I think another week, that thing will be really, really 100,000%, and he'll be good to go, suffer no setbacks, go on the streak.
Now you're just guessing.
No, he'll be about 30. Right. I got a feeling he's going to, the last 28 games, he'll probably be something like 32, 10, and 8.
Well, the one team ahead of him crumbled last night, so maybe he just said, I'll take another couple of games.
We are going to walk all of those teams that's in front of us, except I don't think we're going to catch the Nuggets in Golden State.
No. Nope.
But them other five, they got.
Spurs,
Clippers, Thunder. Portland, Utah, you're going to get got.
Who's the number one three-point shooting team in the NBA? Could it be the San Antonio Spurs? Who's the best three-point shooter in the NBA individually? Could it be Davis Bertans? Davis Bertans. It is.
So
you're going to walk them down?
Walk.
Huh.
Okay, what part about that are you get?
I don't know. You might have to start running to catch them.
We ain't got
to
run. Yeah. Just slow walk them. All we just get, four or five games out of the three slot.
Yeah.
A good week of basketball, a solid 2 weeks, we're in the front. They're in the back.
Maybe you should start doing a little more cardio, but I don't know. Just a little more. Maybe you could get on the bike again. It's good. The bike doesn't hurt anything. Trust me.
Oh, you got to say LeBron? Yeah. Hold on. You're going to get on LeBron after what you saw Tom Brady lugging around at the beach?
Different game.
Ain't no different game.
Different game.
They're different bodies.
Different
bodies. Yeah, you saw that.
What have you always told
me
about
quarterbacks
you played?
He's taking the dad bod too far.
What have you told me about quarterbacks you played with? Nobody has a good body.
Give
me a quarterback who does have a good body.
Jenny,
I
get the dad bod, but the granddad bod is there where he loses me.
Yep.
Cam Newton.
Okay, Cam's got a good body.
Yeah.
Good point.
I would agree.
Hold on, what about your guy, Dak? Dak ain't got no good body?
He's got a little stuff going on.
What?
Needs it.
What? What do you need it for?
Like Tony Romo played chunky because it's like extra padding. I'm serious.
That what it was?
Yeah.
That what it was?
What's extra padding.
So what did Dak need that for?
Does LeBron play quarterback?
No.
I like this game. Let's keep playing. Who else has a good bod?
Really?
I know who we know who don't. I think we could agree. We could agree on that, can't we, Jenny? We know who don't. Don't we, Skip?
Oh.
He's got pliability.
All right.
With all
either
that,
way.
He got no muscle.
No mercy.
Well, the consensus is Aaron Donald is the best among all the names in the Super Bowl. Both CBS and Pro Football Focus ranked every player in Sunday's game, and they both put Donald at the top of the list. Tom Brady can win his sixth championship on Sunday, and he was ranked third by CBS and second by Pro Football Focus. We're joined by FS1 NFL analyst Sean Merriman. Good to have you with us this morning. So, Sean, do you agree that Aaron Donald is the best player in the Super Bowl?
Yes. Yes.
To me, it's not even close. I mean,
now we got two of them?
No, to me, it's not even close because if you look at the way the playoffs been going for Tom Brady,
okay,
he hasn't been getting touched. He's been getting rid of the ball. Nobody's been able to get close to him. He normally gets rid of the ball in about, I think, about 2.5 seconds or less.
Playoffs 2.1.
Yeah, 2.1. As an outside linebacker or a pass rusher, right, you can't even get there in 2 seconds unless you come clean. Nobody blocks you. The only person that can get there or disrupt what Tom Brady is doing is the interior lineman because he has the closest and the fastest path to the quarterback.
Okay.
In this game, you don't have to get a sack against Tom Brady. You just need to stay in his face where he can't throw the ball on time or he has to throw over someone. That's all you need to do. You don't have to go out and get a sack. He just hasn't been touched. So that's why they've had so much success. So Aaron Donald is the only player who can disrupt what Tom Brady's doing this game.
Okay, what'd you skip? He said what I said. He said the exact same thing. He says Aaron Donald, and it's not even close because it's not. Aaron Donald is the most dominant player. He's more dominant at his position than any other player is at their position. And it doesn't matter. You want to go running back. You want to go wide receiver. You want to go tight end, quarterback. It's him. He's it. Mm. Tom Brady, ask any general manager.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to.
No.
I'm going to take a poll.
Skip, did Tom Brady have the best quarterback year this year?
We're talking about going into the Super Bowl. Who do you want?
No, that's not on your team? That's not what he said.
Yes, it is.
He said the best
player. Who's the best player going to the Super Bowl? Are we here, right here, right now, this week, today? Who is it? Vote for Tom Brady. I'll take Tom Brady over your guy any day, any day.
They graded 16 games and the playoffs, so 18 games. And they said the best player, not the most important, not the guy that plays the toughest position, not the guy that's most valuable, the best player on the Super Bowl 53 field Sunday
will be Tom Brady.
99.
Yeah.
With the horn on his helmet.
99 with the horn on his helmet, has a grand total of 0 sacks in 2 playoff games and a grand total of 2 tackles in those 2 playoff games. And I give you, he's an anchor. He is an immovable object in the middle of that line. He can hold that line. But as you well know, it's much easier to get to the quarterback, to me, off the edge. If you got an edge, if you got Von Miller, who was the last team to keep Tom Brady from going to the Super Bowl? It was your Denver Broncos in Denver. And what happened in that game? Von Miller was a banshee coming off the edge. 2.5 sacks, and he intercepted Tom Brady in that game. And he hurried him 4 other times.
But the guy
was unblockable.
The guys that made it possible was Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe because they collapsed.
But the guy who closed the deal was that guy. I don't know if I've ever seen an edge rusher any hotter than Von was through that period.
He was unbelievable.
And into the Cam Newton Super Bowl.
But see, what happened, Skip, is that when Malik and D. Wolfe collapsed the pocket, not Tom, can't step and throw.
Step up.
So they're going to force him one way or another. Okay, you go into D-Ware or you go into Vaughn.
Right.
Now, Vaughn, see, he almost got the move that he pulled on Cam in the Super Bowl. He almost got Cam pulled it out. He almost got Tom pulled it out of his hand. But if you want to get the pressure, initiate pressure the quickest, he's in the 3 technique.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's in that shade. He's in the shade of the guard. Mm-hmm. So he's it.
Hey, Skip, you're talking about his stats. His stats won't matter this game. I promise you, he's not going to get Tom Brady 2 and 3 times, but he will.
The Madden simulation, they picked the Rams, and they had your guy getting 4 sacks.
If you're able to get enough pressure where he can't step up into his throws and make these accurate passes, that's a win. That's automatic win. And at that point, what's going to happen is he's going to get enough pressure where Tom Brady now has to move off his spot. Then that's when these outside linebackers, pass rushers on the outside of
Rockers and Fowler can get home. But
wait a second. You pick the Chargers, then you pick the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You're a Hall of Famer.
On paper, the Chargers did look better.
The Chargers had the best pass rush, right, that he'd faced all year.
Yes.
And then the Kansas City Chiefs had an even better pass rush because they led the league in sacks.
But Kansas City, if they don't get home, their back end isn't very good. Do you like Tlaib and Peters better than you like what Kansas City possessed in the back end? Because here's the thing. When you look at Aaron Donald, they're doubling him. But who showed their head? Now, Ndamukong Suh had 4.5 sacks in 16 games. In 2 games, he has 1.5. Why? Because team says 99 is not going to beat us. And we haven't seen enough on tape over Ndamukong Suh. And lo and behold, what happened? They singled him up in Dallas, and he went to He was pulling the Z. He was bowhead. New Orleans tackle, they're playing in their backfield. If you do not, Aaron Donald is a guy skill Bayless, and I've been in a lot of offensive meeting rooms. Where is he? We're going to slide to him. We're going to chip him. We need to know where he is at all times, because if he don't, if you don't account for him.
Right now, Wade Phillips is sweating bullets trying to figure out how to stop number 12. That's all this
game. He already knows how to stop
him. Down to
he don't need sweat. What you sweating for?
Because Kansas City, that was a, what did you call it? A virtuoso performance.
It was.
So I'm going to say this one more time. You don't like to hear this, but I'm going to say it. So it's my turn now. The hardest position to play in all of sports is quarterback. The greatest quarterback ever is Tom Brady, who has never played better at quarterback than he did against the Chargers and the Chiefs. And against the Chiefs, he mostly, it was because of him, converted 13 of 19 third downs. That's 9 times passing the ball to control the ball and keep Patrick Mahomeboy on the sideline 44 minutes to 21 minutes and overcome a Belichick torchable defense that in the fourth quarter that Kansas City had the ball 3 minutes and scored 24 points. This guy overcame that with artistry. It was a tour de force. It was a masterpiece of a game played at quarterback. It's so far beyond any impact that Aaron Donald can have on a football game. It's laughable. It's asinine. 10-99. That's what this argument is.
Skip, why do you think they paid Aaron Donald? Why do you think
he is the really
reason,
good?
The reason why you get paid, the reason why you get paid what he got paid is because you can stop a guy like Tom Brady. That's the only reason. No other reason.
Not Von Miller. Stop, okay.
Not
Khalil Mack.
You can stop the run. Not because you can, you know, do anything.
The reason the New England Patriots are in the Super Bowl again is number 12, the quarterback. Aaron Donald is not the reason. He's a big reason, but he's not the reason that the Rams got to the Super Bowl. Because a big reason against my Cowboys in the divisional round playoff game was the offensive line dominated my defensive front to the tune of 273 yards rushing.
And what did the D-line do to your Cowboys offensive line? Dominated. Yeah. And Zeke went nowhere.
Wait a second. In the second half, my Cowboys won 15-10. And if Jared Goff, wait, let me finish. If Jared Goff had not run for a first down on 3rd and 7 on a bootleg with Sean Lee in the game, my quarterback would have had one last shot. And I think he would have pulled it off and tied the game. That's how close that game was. No. Right?
But Skip, we talk about, look, when you go into a game, Sean, you can attest to this. You say, we're going to choke off the opposing team's run. We're going to make them one-dimensional. In 2 playoff games, did the Chargers or the Chiefs, did they stop the run? Well, if you don't stop the run and you allow Tom Brady to play action you and you can't get pressure on him.
You're doing cart before horse. The horse is Tom Brady throwing the football. That's what starts it off. Remember what happened against the Chargers? They won the toss, and I said, thank God, Belichick finally said, I'm going to take the football, and I'm going to let 12 take it. Yeah. And he went bing, 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 throwing the football right down the field, converted 3 third downs in that first drive, and it was 7-0 Patriots, and they were off to the races against your Chargers.
And speaking of not stopping the run, and Tom Brady running play action, by the way, that's the only time he threw a ball over 8 yards. In the first place.
That's true. Did you see the throw to Philip Dorsett?
No,
that was
problem,
over 8
The
yards.
Problem is if you don't stop the run, which I don't think anybody's seen in that game or believe that the Patriots will line up in 21 personnel, whatever it was, and run the ball between the tackles. I don't think nobody has seen that coming, but they did. They came out. They had some success doing it. And when that happened, it allowed Tom Brady and that defense line. See, the problem is when you can't stop the run, you don't know when the pass rush stop or go around. You're just confused. You can't get a real pass rush because you're afraid that they're going to keep gashing you with the run. And that's when they have some success throwing the ball. This is not going to happen this game because I know Wade Phillips' philosophy. I understand how he thinks. He will make you beat him in other ways. He will get Tom Brady off of the spot. He's going to have Aaron Donald in Tom Brady's face, and he's going to have to either go, move right a little bit or move left in order to throw that football. But Tom Brady will not have a free release to do that this game.
Aaron Donald will be the MVP of this game?
He could possibly be. But, no, I think the thing is, because here's the thing, Skip. When you play Tom Brady, although the quarterback's not on the field, you're actually going against Tom Brady because you're going to have to match him. Yeah. Tom's going to make his plays. The really great ones, they're going to make their plays no matter how many times you hit them in the mouth, they're going to make their plays. It's just when they give you an opportunity to make your plays against them, you make sure you cash in.
So the Madden simulation says that Aaron Donald's going to have 4 sacks in the Super Bowl. You want to bet on it?
No,
I will give you 4 sacks.
I don't do no simulation.
4 cases of Diet
Mountain Dew. No, I'm not
doing
no simulation.
You take it?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Back up your argument.
Because.
Put your dew where your mouth is.
You don't play games in simulation. You play him on the field.
Oh, really?
So I'm gonna tell you what. Listen, he knows Wade Phillips. I know Wade Phillips really well. He's my defensive coordinator for 3 years. He's my head coach for 2.
He's his coordinator.
He's gonna get him out the spot. Now, if he has to blitz him, because a lot of teams don't like to blitz up the middle because you give the edge and the quarterback a run, they're not worried about that.
So
with
you
Tom
guys
Brady.
Think the Rams are gonna win this pretty easily? Oh
my God.
Am I right?
Skip, all of them do.
I think Sean does.
I do believe that. It's hard to go against the Patriots, but in this case, because I play for Wade Phillips, and we were actually DMing last night over Twitter.
Huh.
He's happy. He's feeling good, and I know what he's going to do going into this game. Tom Brady will get moved off the spot, and if the Patriots do win, I'm not saying they are going to win, but if they do win, it's going to be because Tom Brady has decided to move off of the spot, and Bill Belichick has coached the greatest game he's ever coached.
No mercy.
Hey everyone, Jenny Taft here, and thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. If you like what you hear, then you should subscribe to the First Things First podcast featuring Chris Carter, Nick Wright, and Jenna Wolf. The First Things First pod breaks down the biggest stories in the world of sports. So if you like the NFL, NBA, college sports, then you're going to like this podcast, the First Things First podcast. The First Things First podcast drops Monday through Friday with a special weekend edition as well. And be sure to catch the show live on TV before us every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, back to our show.
No mercy.
Rams cornerback Kel Roby Coleman has already given Tom Brady some bulletin board material. Roby Coleman said earlier this week about the 41-year-old QB, quote, age has definitely taken a toll. I think that he's definitely not the same quarterback he was. Last night, Roby Coleman said he was taken out of context. And of course, Brady was asked about it, but he didn't want to talk about it. Take a listen.
I don't know. I don't know much to add.
Tom Brady's a great quarterback. I wasn't trying to say nothing bad about him. I respect him as the GOAT. He is the legend, and I think words just got misconstrued and got taken out of context.
Joined by Rams GM Les Snead. How did he do?
That's definitely an A. Great recovery. That's in the manual.
All right, we're joined by Fox NFL analyst Greg Jennings. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to get your take on this in a bit, but first, Shannon. What do you make of Roby Coleman's backtrack?
Just own it. You said it.
You did say
and
it.
And there's a lot of truth into what you said. You know, look, whether he said a little bit or not, the Eagles didn't say anything last year, and he threw for 505 against them. So this notion that, oh, now all of a sudden he's going to be highly motivated. Greg, you know guys are taking shots where they say this or that or whatever. When you're running around, you're not thinking about what that guy said.
No.
When I'm in the game, I'm not worried about what you said. Now, once the game's over, I'm like, oh, yeah, remember? Oh, yeah, I heard everything you said. Now, Roby Coleman, Brady did show signs of his age. Against the Buffalo Bills, he had 126 yards and 2 interceptions. Against the Lions, he had 133 yards and 1 interception, scored 10 points. He had another 10 points against the Titans on 51% completion, 21 of 41. So there were signs, and that's what Coleman was trying to allude to. But, you know, just on that. Yeah, I said it. There have been times, if you watch the tape, which we have, we watched all 16 regular season games. We watched his 2 postseason games. And we watched games from last year. There are throws that Tom Brady would never, ever miss that occasionally he does miss. And that comes with age. Mm. It's this notion that everybody else ages, but Tom Brady doesn't, is a lie.
Now, really? How old did he look against the Chargers and the Chiefs? I'm just asking.
I mean, considering that the Chiefs in the last 25 years have won 2 home playoff games. Mm. Oh, it's not as great a feat as you might think. Mm.
What did the great Shannon Sharp predict?
Shannon Sharp predicted the Chargers.
He predicted the Chiefs.
All I'm saying is winning in Kansas City when they've only won 2 playoff games in the last 25 years, kind of like your Cowboys.
Wait, new quarterback. Kind of like your Cowboys. My homeboy.
All I'm saying
Invincible.
Is
Invincible.
Roby Coleman.
MVP.
Roby, you said it.
Yeah.
Just own it. Don't backtrack. I'm not trying to. Tom Brady is who he is. He's accomplished what he's accomplished. But there are some throws that he left on the table. There are some plays that as we start to age, Greg can attest to this, some of the lateral, as a receiver, some of your lateral quickness. Most guys can continue to run full speed. But what slows is the lateral quickness, get sideways and then get up the field. It's when that guy's sitting right there in that chair in front of you that you struggle. Now, if he's just going to let you run scot-free, Coleman, just own it. Don't backtrack. Oh, I wasn't trying to say anything. Tom Brady to go. They didn't miss me with all that. Mm. I hate when people do that. Mm. Oh, that's not what I meant. It was misconstrued. I was taken out of context. You know, I got to worry about O'Shea Sharp. Because I mean what I say, and I say what I mean.
Really?
It's good to know.
Show you.
Well, for me, I agree. There's players that I believe have to own it, but he's not one of them.
You don't want him to own it?
No. He's not one. He's not Marcus Peters. He's not Aqib Talib. He's not Aaron Donald. He's not one of
them. Well, he shouldn't have said anything to begin with.
It's my point exactly. So I need you to backtrack. I need you to make this right, boss. Like Les Snead said, how was that? That was A+. Way to re-put out what you really want to say or what we've been telling you to say all week leading up to this game. When you're playing a guy like Tom Brady, we understand what he is. We know how you feel as players. We know we feel a certain way, but we can't say everything we feel.
Right.
And so in this instance, in this game, and you haven't been there before, I need you to approach it with very
you want him with
soft
kid
feet.
Love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I need to know that you're locked in, because one thing I know about, and I'll defend him a little bit. One thing I know about being in the locker room and being interviewed and saying things, they will ask you questions. You will give a long and extensive answer, Skip. And if it's not intriguing, they're not going to use that.
Right.
But if you say something that they can up, this going to get some traction.
It's hard.
They're going to put that out there. So you're not being misconstrued. You're not, but they're putting out the narrative that they want. But you said it. It came out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. So I can utilize that. And that's what happened. He has to be more mindful of that. Going into these situations, he can't do that.
At the end of yesterday's show, we talked about how Nickell Robey-Coleman had retweeted a tweet that I had just tweeted about the topic we were about to do. And that tweet started with Nickell Robey-Coleman, who's lucky to be in this Super Bowl, because he is. He was the guy who could have been the GOAT, lowercase GOAT, of the previous game.
Yeah.
As in, he would be the guy you'd blame forever for losing the game, right?
Yes.
He got off that hook thanks to four referees, all from Southern California.
Stop,
but
it.
Whatever. Yeah, I had to say that.
Quickly get it in.
But he did retweet it, and I applauded the retweet because didn't that say I own it?
Yeah.
Like, I want everybody to see that. Right. Skip tweeted this, and I'm owning this, and I'm standing my ground on this.
Has he since deleted the tweet?
I didn't look. But the point is that I have seen cases, sometimes with the 90s Dallas Cowboys, when checks would get written that the team had to cash.
Yes.
Jimmy Johnson, it was classic. He called into a radio show the Friday before the NFC Championship game in 93. After the 93 season, I believe it was. And he guaranteed victory over the visiting 49ers. And they just routed Steve Young and company because, as Nate Newton said after the game, he wrote a big check and we felt like we had to live up to it and cash it, right?
You gotta cash it, yep.
So, but again, that was Nate Newton saying that, but it came from the mouth of your head coach.
Exactly.
Right? Your head coach.
Or one of your main players.
I did a lot of talking.
Yeah.
But me being an all-pro tight end, doing a lot of talking. Yeah.
But you were a Pro Bowl player.
Yes, yes.
His Twitter handle is Slot God, right? He's a slot corner.
No.
Come on.
No. Hold on. You're not Slot God. Stop it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Now, if this Chris Harris Jr.
No doubt about it.
How can you be Slot God? It's like an oxymoron. You're in the slot, but you're a God. You can't be in the slot and be a God, right?
And you don't start. Bro, you don't. If they go double tight end, if they don't go three wides, you're not on the field.
Yeah.
Peters and Talib are the.
I agree. So I lost all respect because last night I took the time to read the whole Bleacher Report story, and he goes into specifics in his criticism of Brady's or ages caught Tom Brady. You know, it definitely has taken a toll. All we have to do is stay connected, and he will slowly start to reveal himself. All kinds of specifics about movement, speed, velocity, arm strength. Well, don't tell me you're taken out of context.
Yeah.
Don't try
to
tell
me. Because
you
got very specific.
I would say. And he said, well, they were asking me, what's the change from what I saw when I was a Buffalo Bill to now?
Right.
I don't see that. Stop it.
Yeah,
no,
nobody asked you that.
No, you're just saying what you see right now.
Exactly.
And to your point, that's fine.
Yeah.
I completely disagree with that. I've seen no signs of age this year, but I told you that consistently all year.
Yes.
But if you think that you see it, own it.
That's it.
Live up to it.
Don't be putting on Michael Jackson at the Grammys in 83.
The thing is, when... when he was asked about the no call on the pass interference that we all identified as pass interference, he owned that. Yeah, I got there early.
He did. Yeah. But great.
He owned it because when you come out on top and you look good in it or it benefits you, yeah, let's own it. Right now, to the point that you're making, Jimmy Johnson was the one who put that out there, who wrote that check. If Emmitt Smith had been the one to write
Michael
that check,
Irvin.
Michael Irvin or Troy, it would be completely different.
Yeah.
But somebody else, no, you can't.
You can't be the 25th guy trying to write a check.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So that's why I'm saying I don't mind him rephrasing, changing his entire tune.
Too late, I know.
Absolutely. I get that. I get that. And trust me, when Tom Brady is asked about it, he's like, I'm not going to comment. Because he doesn't care what he's reset or how he's rephrased it. Mm-hmm. I know what you said.
Yeah.
I know how you felt. Mm-hmm. I whooped you in Buffalo.
That is correct. That's what he's thinking right now.
Absolutely.
Not worried.
He appreciates it.
Yes.
Tom Brady's going to own it
because
the damage has been done. And I remind you, once upon a time, it was a long time ago, it was during the 07 season. Remember when that kid from Pittsburgh. Smith, I think was his name, the safety?
They ran a flea flicker.
Virtually guaranteed victory going to Foxborough.
Yes.
And Tom Brady ran all the way to the end zone. I believe it was it to Randy Moss?
Yes.
I think it was.
They ran a flea flicker.
He ran all the way in the end zone. To
made it a point.
Get in this guy's
made it a point. Yeah.
Way to go.
Whatever you got to do.
Okay.
That's what you
got
to do.
You know who I call that guy? That's the alter ego. You got Unk. He's got Psycho Tom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And
you got Psycho Tom. And sometimes Psycho Tom comes out and you're like, who is that guy?
Now, I had a problem with Roby Coleman admitting that he committed the foul. I was like, no, I thought I got there at the same time. Because guess what?
That is
true. Guess who the official is going to be looking at in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Any little ticky-tack thing, Roby Coleman.
That's a great point.
Man, I was like, nah, I thought I got there on time. I thought I timed it up perfect.
Yep.
Boom, I'm leaving it at that. I knew I arrived early. Well, I'm not saying,
just,
I'm not admitting
anything. Sort of no comment with, I guess they didn't see anything.
Right.
You know,
like, I think I got there on time. Mm. I thought I timed it up
great,
perfect.
I never thought about that.
Is
that's a
just
great
point. I mean,
it is. It really is. It's being, you're excited because you're getting to where every team in the National Football League has tried to get to this year, and you got to it because of a mishap. Really. And again, I'm not going to take it away from the Rams like that because they earned it up to so far.
Sure.
There were things that the New Orleans Saints could have done to prevent them from getting there. But, yeah, I think it's just inexperience, being excited in the moment, and saying things that, man, you don't even have to open your mouth.
Greg, there have been times I've been in the locker room and we and I'm talking to the guys. And you know everything is mofo, SOB, blah, blah, blah. I'm going on. And they ask me a question about a guy. Oh, man, he can play. Now, I just said, that's sorry, you know what? You know what I'm saying? But there's locker room talk.
Yes.
That we talk and skip. You know how it is. We say one thing about one guy, and then when you get on camera, and they're like, dude, how'd you do that?
Listen to Aqib Talib. Do you not he said everything that he should have said. Do we believe he feels 100% that way about Tom Brady? Oh, he's the GOAT. Oh, he hasn't lost us. He hasn't lost any. He may say that. But I guarantee you, to your point, when they're in that locker room, he's talking to Marcus Peters, he's talking to Nikhil. Man, look, I was over there. He's showing some signs.
I was in the locker room after they beat him in 2015, after they beat him in the AFC Championship game, and I know what was said. Mm. And I know who said they put them put something on Tom Brady's neck.
Mm. All I know is Roby Coleman's getting his 15 minutes right
now.
He
is.
You know what? I know what you want. You want Tom Brady to go at him and just throw like 10 levels.
Look, he's like a kid.
I do.
Yep.
You want Julian Edelman to have like 11 catches for like a 150 and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. I want to see 23 trailing him all day long.
And you go tweet, and you go be steady tweet.
Shannon, you make a really interesting and intriguing point because I think the officials are going to be locked in on that matchup, and Edelman is not an easy cover.
No.
So
especially on that purpose.
Hands off now. No
mercy. Well, Bill Belichick, Sean McVay will square off in the Super Bowl, but we found out yesterday that they're texting buddies. Yep. McVay said they started talking at last year's NFL Combine, and Belichick texted him basically after every Rams game this season. He added, Belichick texted, quote, man, you guys are really explosive and impressive and fun to watch. Congratulations. Keep it rolling. So positive. We're joined once again by Greg Jennings, but I'm going to start with Skip on this one.
Thank you.
What do you make of all this?
Over here.
As soon as I read this last night, I sat back and I said, here we go again. Why would Bill Belichick strike up this relationship with a hot young head coach, with a team going into the year that everybody thought had a great shot at making it to the Super Bowl? And I thought, you know, once again, I do not trust Bill Belichick.
Oh, my God.
I remind everyone at the trade deadline, two deadlines back, Bill Belichick got overruled. He got ordered by Robert Kraft to trade the young quarterback he had groomed to be the next Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo. And what did he immediately do? He called his other young protege head coach, Kyle Shanahan. He loves him some Kyle because he loved him some Mike.
Yep.
And he said, have I got a deal for you? I'm going to give you Jimmy Garoppolo, who's going to be really good, for only a second-round draft pick. And Kyle and John Lynch were like, really? You're going to give for just a two? That's all we have to pay? We'll take that deal.
Right.
And I think he gave away Jimmy Garoppolo out of spite. And then we got to last year's Super Bowl, and what happened right on cue?
What happened?
Malcolm Butler, who played the most defensive snaps the whole year on the Patriots defense, played zero defensive snaps in the Super Bowl. It was mysterious, it was inexplicable, and it was bottom line suspicious to me. And I told you, I invented a new word for it. It felt a little sabotagey to me because it felt like Bill Belichick out of spite saying, okay, you made me trade my quarterback. Watch what I'll do to you in the Super Bowl.
Stop it.
I won't play my best cornerback, and I'll let the backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles torch my defense for 41 points, and we'll lose 41-33. Take that, Mr. Kraft.
Went smarter through right? 500.
Okay, so now he's befriended Sean McVay, and they're going up against each other in the Super Bowl. It just makes me suspicious. Like, would it hurt him to lose to Sean McVay? Not really, because if there's one coach he could pick to lose to in the Super Bowl, he would probably be the guy that he now takes pride in helping grow as a head coach.
Losing in that
game.
Am
I right?
Losing in that game.
I am
hurts.
Right.
No,
about that.
No.
Yes.
No.
I am right about this.
Losing in that game
and
hurts.
I am very suspicious. I'm waiting for the other cleat to drop here because I'm just waiting for, I don't know, Stephon Gilmore to get mysteriously benched before the game. How do you explain that? And I just to finish this off, this is Malcolm Butler last year, the day after the Super Bowl, posted on Instagram. During Super Bowl week, I never attended any concert, missed curfew, or participated in any of the ridiculous activities being reported. Why were they being reported? Were they being leaked from the...
You know what, Skip? Stop now.
And he said, they're not only false, but they're hurtful to me and my family. And guess who liked that post was Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
He should've.
Big old like, big old heart like.
Malcolm
that.
Butler saved his legacy with that in the end zone.
He should like
that. Anything Malcolm Butler do.
Yeah, so I am... officially suspicious. My antenna are way up on this one.
Yeah, okay. You make it seem as if he's texting Mike Tomlin, someone that's in the AFC, or Andy Reid. He's texting a young guy who's young enough to be his son, and he's texting him, bro, y'all looking good. Mm. Y'all got a good squad going to keep it going.
Mm. Maybe we'll see each other down the road.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But it's a new era.
Mm.
I get it. Man, do you think Lombardi would have done this to with Coach Hallis and Tom Landry would have texted Don Shula? Mm. Absolutely not. It's a new way of thinking, Skip.
Really?
You can be friendly, you can be friends, and still be hell of a competitor.
Mm. Yes.
This notion that I got to hate you and it's got to be the Russians against the Americans every time we do battle, that's so ridiculous.
Mm.
That is so, so utterly ridiculous.
Mm.
I don't know who thought of that, but it's ridiculous, first of all. Second of all, Skip Bayless, why do you make a mountain out of every anthill? It's nothing.
Was that an anthill that Malcolm Butler didn't play a snap?
That ain't got nothing to do with Malcolm Butler.
Wait a second. How did Bill Belichick get away with that? It's because he's the genius, and everybody said, well, I guess he's got a reason for this.
Well, the same reason.
Like what reason?
The same.
Seriously.
Well, had they won, we would have all been saying that.
So Eric Rowe was a better matchup for them. Stop it.
Size-wise, I mean, we all were looking possibly.
Do you remember when they played Seattle? Kyle Arrington, he inserted Malcolm Butler. I can't believe he did this to Kyle Arrington.
Okay, that was pre-Jimmy Garoppolo trade deadline. All of a sudden, Belichick changed. He got his power taken away from him. Am I right?
Coach Belichick.
Who won that battle? Tom Brady won that battle.
I believe Coach Belichick will always, even though we might not agree with the moves that he makes or the decisions that he makes, I believe wholeheartedly that Coach Belichick will always do what's in the best interest of the team. And I believe he honestly felt that Eric Rowe gave them a better chance to win, especially against who, Skip? Alshon. The matchup, a big Eric Rowe, 6'3", 205, 210 pound corner against 6'3", 6'4", Alshon.
How'd that work out for you?
I think he thought the matchup would be better because of the support in the system that he has in place. I don't know if he thought, I do think he was trying to prove a point to Malcolm Butler. But when it comes to this, Skip, come on, man.
I said it the day after the game, and I'm not backing off.
It's just like a player's fraternity. There's a such thing as a coaching fraternity. And you have to understand, like, think about who Sean McVay is. He's one of the most authentic, likable young coaches in our league, in the sport, in sports, where he is going to give respect and people are going to be willing to give him respect because he's so honorable. He's such a guy. When he came in last year on Sunday for this one of the Sunday shows, he was so excited to be here talking about Michael Vick and how he watched it. He knew everything about me. He's just one of those guys.
So that's how he won you over.
No. It's his authenticity. Okay. And so do you not think when they first met or they first sat down and started talking at the NFL Combine, he wasn't praising Bill Belichick? That makes any man feel good. That makes any human being feel good.
And like Skip Bayless always say, keep your enemies closer. Ain't that what you tell me what LeBron do? That's how he befriends everybody?
Friends close, enemies close.
Yeah, so maybe,
he's keeping his enemy closer.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, all I know is what did Spygate prove to us all? Beyond a shadow of a doubt, Bill Belichick has some scoundrel in him. Am I right?
But Bill Belichick.
Not to be trusted.
But here's the thing, though, Greg. If I'm not mistaken, the guy that benefited the most from Spygate wasn't Bill Belichick. he wasn't stealing.
Did he cheat? No, he didn't cheat.
Hold on. What did I say? Hold on, Shannon, what did you just say? What? Repeat what you just said, Shannon. You want me to repeat again, Shannon? Yes, I do.
Oh, you're talking to your alter ego?
Yeah. The guy that benefited the most from Spygate wasn't Coach Belichick. Yeah. I'm just saying, Coach Belichick doesn't play quarterback.
Give me one valid reason for Malcolm Butler playing zero snaps. If he'd played 10 snaps, you can't. You just can't.
I can't.
It was just wrong.
I'm with you there.
I think that
there should have been, he could have done and handled that differently.
Right.
But he was on his high horse. I don't think at all he felt like it was jeopardizing their opportunity to win.
I don't think he ever gave it a second thought. No. We're going to lose this game if I don't play Malcolm Butler.
He gave up 41 points. Yeah. That's the genius Belichick.
Y'all call Belichick.
I'm watching closely this time. I'm seeing what schemes. I don't know. I'm watching substitution patterns.
His relationship or him texting Sean McVay is showing a sign of weakness or a sign of endearment to say, you know what? I wouldn't mind you winning. I wouldn't mind you beating me in the Super Bowl.
Then he can take some credit for his win, right?
If you don't mind.
Because he's his mentor.
So let me ask you a question. Is there any people in this business that you text?
Text?
Yeah.
Fuse.
Oh, what a minute! You sabotaging Skip and Shannon.
I don't compete against them.
No.
That's a little sabotage.
That little sabotage.
I don't compete against them.
I know that's why I wasn't getting to my threshold of where I needed to be. You sabotaging us.
You see, I don't sabotage. I just beat you every day.
You don't beat nothing.
Like, I'm competing as you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're the guy I'm not going to text with, right? I'm not going to give away anything.
Yeah, you don't.
Right?
You know what? I noticed
Although
that.
I text you to set you up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's always
butter you. Up,
I always know there's something. Yeah. I'm reading this.
There's something to this.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
A little sabotage
you
over
gotta
here.
You got to think second level here. Third level, but, right?
Skip, will you stop?
I'm not going to stop.
Coach Belichick wants to win.
I am watching closely.
Coach Belichick wants
Something's
to win
going on here.
Ain't nothing going on.
Do you think Bill Belichick wants Tom Brady to win another Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He does. Yeah.
He on that sideline coaching.
He gets one too.
Exactly.
Skip, you can have more than one friend. You know what? I mean, Ernestine wants you to have more than one friend. Yeah.
You're not intimidated.
Yeah, Ernestine says she's tired of being your only friend.
Really?
Either way.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I'm not sure Belichick was happy.
And you still in the doghouse for that, what you pulled.
You have no idea how deep that doghouse is. It's so deep, I'm in the dark in the back of the doghouse.
I can help you later. I'll give you some ideas later. Great. Thank you for being here. Let's go.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. See you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.